Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. So the second to last sphera or quality is called Yesod, which literally can be translated as foundation. And I'll get back to that in a moment. But the way the quality is used or talked about, the way that Yesod is talked about is as connection or intimacy, vulnerability. And I think the connection between all those things and the importance, the supreme importance of Yesod within all these spiritual qualities is because one of the risks, actually, of spirituality is that a person can get lost in themselves. Because within that world of meditation and being so connected to a spiritual meditative world, a person can be prone, if it's not done in the right way, to becoming almost, in a sense, self-absorbed, because I'm so enthralled by this spiritual world that I forget about others, and I forget about the world around me, and I forget about the physical reality, which actually does matter. There's a story they tell about the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Chassidut, of this spiritual movement in Judaism, that the Baal Shem Tov once said about himself that when he became so connected, he would say the Friday night Shabbos prayers, and when he would finish, he would be in such a high place that he didn't want to talk to anybody. He didn't want to be around people. And then he said, but then I worked on myself, and I worked on myself, and I worked on myself spiritually to get to a higher place. And when I got to that place, when I would finish my Friday night prayers, the only thing I would want to do is talk to people, is to be with people. Real spirituality, authentic spirituality, actually connects a person with other people, connects a person into the physical world, but in a deeper way. And that's why it's the foundation. That's why it's Yesod, because what we all really, really want, deep down, more than anything else, is connection, is relationships, is to be in a companionship, to experience being known and knowing another person, to have that intimacy and that connection. And the only way that relationships and that level of intimacy can happen is when people allow themselves to be vulnerable. And that's the idea of Yesod, this group of translations of connection, foundation, intimacy, vulnerability, all coming together. I think one of the challenges in our culture is this notion of self-sufficiency that we all think of as this like incredibly valuable, supreme value and importance, which in some ways it is. But self-sufficiency is not a pure, unadulterated value that is meant to be to the extreme, because actually we're not self-sufficient. We're not able to be self-sufficient. We need others. We need connection. We're supposed to be dependent in some ways, because it's only through dependency that we can create connection, we can create relationships, we can create intimacy. And that's the vulnerability. So when we engage this quality of Yesod, to me, the meditation, the intention, the experience is to look at the ways that I put up a false sense of strength or a wall or a block because I might be afraid or uncomfortable to lean into that vulnerability, when really that vulnerability is what will allow me to get the very thing I want most, which is connection. And that's really what spirituality is about, connection with God, connection with others, and bringing that together. And I think that in some ways is what Yesod is about, allowing ourselves to enter into that quality, into that dimension of vulnerability, which allows for the openness of intimacy and connection and relationship.
So in this piece, wow, how do I describe vulnerability in music? That's I guess you know, to be completely vulnerable, I'm sitting here playing this music that I practiced for hours, and I hope that I sound okay. So that's me being vulnerable. That's one way. Okay, but in the music, Akiva, the composer, Daniel Akiva, he uses a lot of Sephardic melodies and tunes. He is from a Sephardic background. So, for example, here is the phrase. And you heard these notes bend. That's actually a technique that Akiva brought to the guitar from the oud. The oud is a Middle Eastern instrument which was also used in Spain and the Middle East, and which uses a lot of these bending techniques as well as scalar runs. You'll hear a lot of notes, quick notes. And another example is the makam. The makam is actually a system. It's a harmonic system of the Middle East, and he uses that here. Here is another phrase, for example. So it's blended. It's blended in contemporary harmony as well as traditional harmony and Middle Eastern harmony, and that's why it brings a lot of colors together. And in terms of vulnerability, this phrase that I just played is very rhythmic and bold, and I think of it as, when I play it, it brings amazement and an awe, because I'm in the presence. It helps to remember that we are always in the presence of the Creator and the King of Kings. So, prelude number 9.
Thank you.
listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.